Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So are mask mandates going to come back? I hope not. If you want to wear a mask, wear one. But if you're going to do a mask mandate, you need to pass out the good ones and not tell people to put growing industries out there. And it's fun. And I like fantasy football. I love fantasy football and anything about football because I watch football. And I watch, and I see these people make money, and I see people win, and I want some skin in the game. And fantasy football is fascinating in terms of the numbers, in terms of the stats, in terms of making your own teams and running your own teams. It is fantastic. And fantasy sports I love. You could do fantasy basketball, fantasy hockey, fantasy anything. So National Fantasy Football Week is the first week of September. And it is kind of, I think, strategic in when this is because preseason has ended. Right. Thank God. Right. I cannot wait for the September 7th. I think the Chiefs are hosting the Lions September 7th. And so when you do create your fantasy league, you don't want to do it too soon because you don't know, did Joe Burrow injure his ankle again? Or you got to be careful with what happens during preseason and training camps. And you also want to see what happens with the roster cuts before you make your choices on your running backs, your quarterbacks, et cetera. And so it is, I think, the perfect time because it's between preseason and regular season. So it's very, very pivotal. And so National Fantasy Football Week goes from September 1 to September 7. So millions of fantasy football fans are going to be finalizing their league creation, their drafts, even though you can still do transfers and waiver wires and things like that. There's still some fluidity of it. This is where you kind of finalize it, and it's a great start to the football season. Do not take your choices lightly. All right. I wrote a book with Paul Kalikas, and he says the ideal time to draft to create your teams or league is right before the regular season in case of injuries occurring during the preseason. He gives a lot of good advice in our Fantasy Football for Beginner book, so you got to check that out on Amazon. So now that the roster cuts are done, the 53-man roster deadline fell on, was it Tuesday? Last year it fell on the 30th, so now, boom. Let's go at it. Week one starts September 7th. So basically football with its numbers and the teams and the leagues and the injuries, for those of you that are really good with accounting and numbers, it is a trove of data. And you could sit there and it's almost like, have you ever made meatloaf and you just stick your hands in the ground beef and you feel the garlic and you feel the pepper and the egg and all the stuff you go in there and you like really knead and get into it. That's how I feel like with fantasy football. That's how I feel like when you look at all the numbers and the stats. So a fantasy sport is basically the creation and the execution of your own personal team. Real players you're using, but their performance awards or costs you points and affects your score. So why play? Well, like I said, I mean, these players are making millions and we're spending a good amount of our lives watching these sports. Why not have some skin in the game? Why not have fun? Also, what I really like is that there's a lot of bonding that happens. So if you do it with your coworkers, if you do it with your students, with your family members, it's cool. And it's fun. And it's non-political. Seeing families fall apart because of everything going on with politics these days, you know, it's not bad having a little competition such as this. So I like it. Now, the fantasy football season will span the regular football season, so 14 weeks. After the regular season ends, you can have playoffs, fantasy playoffs, and then depending on your league rules, you could have the top teams play each other. You can include Super Bowl in it. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to be an expert. All right? When we wrote the book, Fantasy Football for Beginners, we included a lot of football basics just to kind of catch you guys up. A lot of us have friends or family members or are dating somebody new, and you're sitting there on the couch going, I don't know what the hell's going on. We have a glossary in there with definitions. I mean, it teaches you everything, so I think you'll like it. It doesn't cost any money. It shouldn't cost you any money to play fantasy football, which is something I like. You know, one reason why I really, really love Sunday football is, you know, you could just do a potluck. I could, you know, get some salad, get some lean meat, put some treats out there. Kids are good for the day. They're doing homework. Football's on. I have the treadmill. I could work out. So depending on whose game is playing, it's great, especially if the weather's bad and you can't be outside hiking. Obviously, if you can be outside, that's better. I'd rather play football than watch it. But, you know, it's still football. So how many people do I need to get together to create a league? This was a question I was asked a while back. We recommend 8 to 12, but if you don't have that many, you could make it any way you like. It could be with your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, or families. There's a mock draft. A mock draft is fun because you do that before the regular draft. You see how good your choices are. Also, what's very interesting with the mock draft is sometimes these mock drafts that are highly publicized and a part of these companies, the real movers and shakers of these teams will sometimes look at what their fans want. So that's pretty fantastic. But it's a nice testament to your fans' expertise, instinct, as well as drafting skill. So your fantasy football draft could be done right now. A lot of people are now doing their drafts or finalizing their drafts. And so my recommendation is if you're busy, you're busy. But, you know, if you're not and you're looking for something fun, and this is one of the fastest growing industries, and it's going to continue to grow, whether it's baseball, basketball. So pick a sport you like. You know, we wrote a book on fantasy football. Hopefully we'll also maybe do some books on basketball and some of the other ones. But football is kind of what we know more about at this time. And so we wanted to start with that. But you do your research, you know, and you know, learn the players. And I really look at football being an analogy to regular life. I wrote a piece on how, you know, football is a lot like your love life. You know, you don't want to fumble. You don't want somebody to intercept, right? You don't want to get to the end zone. Well, you want to get to the end zone, but you don't want to do neutral zone infractions, and you don't want to encroach anybody. So it is a testament to real life, but really, really cool. So definitely check out our book on my website, Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners, written by Paul Kalikas and me. Great, great book. Great read. Great review. Happy Fantasy Football Week. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a little bit of a crisis in schools right now because kids who used to be on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medications haven't been able to get them in light of the shortage. And so kids are going back to school post-lockdowns, post-online learning, and are having trouble when they come back paying attention and keeping their attention on a teacher or on their tablets or whatever they're doing in school. And the medications that used to provide support aren't easily accessible. And I've been very, very mixed on some of the diagnosing of attention deficit, because I think some children are being accused of having attention deficit when it could be something else. It could be poor teaching. It could be, a lack of interest in the subject. It could be that they could be so smart that these, what they're learning is beyond them, and that I know all this already, so why am I paying attention? When I wouldn't pay attention in class, it was because I was making jokes. It wasn't that I wasn't, inattentive. I knew work. I got the work done. I didn't necessarily need to hear what I already know. I thought I was kind of just making jokes. Did I have attention deficit? Was I told to put to be on medication? No. I personally think I was a little hyper. That to me, I think I definitely have some impulsive. But do I have a kind of an energizer or anything going on? Yeah, I do. I do. And I like it, and I don't ever want that to go away. But we do have children that have severe attention deficit, and they struggle. And there are medications that help them focus. But unfortunately, they might not be able to get it. So in response to the ongoing shortage of ADHD medication, the U.S. FDA has approved now several generic versions of Vyvanse. This Vyvanse that we are using, the lisdexamfetamine, a dimethylate for the treatment of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, has been approved for those 6 years and older. It's available in capsules and chewable tablets. Fox News reports Dr. Barry Herman, a board-certified psychiatrist and chief medical officer for Mentavi Health, a mental health assessment provider in Grand Rapids, Michigan, hopes that these could address the persistent ADHD medication shortage. It will help, but the problem we're having is the generics have been what's in short supply. The expensive brand names pharmacies have. So when I tell patients, do you want a different brand? Should this be in generic? They go, that's the problem. The generics are out. You can't get the generics, and the name brands are $180 a month or higher. One brand was like $360 a month. But if Vyvanse has not been, if Vyvanse has been available in pharmacies, and since it hasn't been bought because it was expensive as a brand name that now they could get as, generic when they haven't, that might kind of open some things up, which could be really nice. So, I see these kids, and, parents will bring them in saying the teacher says they have attention deficit. And they're sitting there on their video game, and they're looking at their little video game or the iPhone or whatever, and the whole time they're playing and concentrating. And so I'll go, what exactly are they doing? What are they not paying attention? They won't pay attention. And I go, did you guys go see that latest, movie? There was a girl that was brought in. Did you see Frozen? What did she think of Frozen? Oh, she loved it. Didn't take her eyes off the screen. All right, so I'm not saying that is definitive of, excluding attention deficit, but sitting through an hour and a half plus previews, which is about 2 hours in length, a child holding their attention, that child can put the attention when they need to. Now, you have others that they will not handle a movie. They will not handle, a TV show. They will not handle a game. So symptoms of and criteria for inattention would be 6 or more symptoms of inattention for children up to age 16, or 5 or more of adolescents who are over 17. But these symptoms have to be present for at least 6 months and have to be, let's say, inappropriate for developmental level. So, for example, if you have a 2-year-old and the 2-year-old will not listen to your treatise or your thesis, that's no shock, okay? 2-year-olds won't. But for their age group, you know, that it, for their age, then that's we have to take that into account. These kids might make careless mistakes in schoolwork. They'll have trouble holding attention with playing activities. Let's say they want to play kickball, and they're on the team, but they're just always just they're not focusing. Right? They don't seem to listen when spoken to directly. They don't follow through on instructions. They have trouble organizing tasks and activities. They might avoid tasks that require mental effort. They might lose things. Where's your pencils? Where's your highlighters? Oh, I lost them. I lost them. They might even lose their wallets or their keys as grown-ups. Easily distracted and very forgetful. That's a problem for somebody who's trying to learn. That these medications help for. In terms of hyperactivity, the impulsivity and hyperactivity, six or more symptoms of the following, up to 16 years, or five or more if you're over 17, have to be present at least 6 months to the extent that is disruptive and inappropriate for the person's developmental level. So fidgeting, tapping hands and feet, or squirming in one seat. So if a kid is sitting there looking like, you know, they are on a sugar buzz and they just want to, you know, that could be a concern. Me, though, however, as an adult, I always like to move around and tap my feet because I don't want a blood clot. Once you take care of a patient with a blood clot after they sat on a plane, I'm like, I need to move. I do not want to get a blood clot. So I always want to keep moving to keep the circulation and also to burn calories and things like that. In fact, one of my friends in the second grade would always be moving her legs when she sat down. I'm like, why are you doing that? She's like, it's exercise. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. So I've been doing that ever since I was little as exercise, but I could stop if I need to. But as an adult, oh, yeah. I mean, in fact, in medical school, they're like, everybody get up, stand up, because you forget and you just keep sitting. So the fidgeting, it's pretty obvious when it happens. It's not somebody just trying to keep circulation going. When they leave their seat in situations when they're supposed to be seated. So if it's story time in class and they get up to run and it's not that they have to go potty, that could be a sign. They can't really play quietly. When they play a game, they're not quiet. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's why I haven't been invited to a lot of fantasy football leagues, right? Because I talk too much. You know, everybody's trying to look at their stats. I have to talk. They talk excessively. Yeah, that's me. Often on the go, me. Blurts out an answer before a question has been completed, me. Has trouble waiting their turn. I could wait my turn unless I have to pee. If I have to pee, no, I will have trouble. I often interrupt or intrude on others or butt into conversations. Okay, so I'm hyperactive. That's me. Doesn't mean I have to go on a medication for it. But these are things, if you are trying to get through work or you are trying to get through a task as an adult or as a child can be pretty debilitating. So, you know, taking this medication, this is huge. You know, it might open up some other options. But, you know, it's interesting. This shortage is still kind of making us scratch our head. Adderall in big, still in shortage. And they say it's going to take some time with manufacturing and distribution. Well, because there's a vacuum ready. The second Adderall gets on the shelves, zoop, it gets sucked up. You know, and you know, people have been since COVID, you know, trying to work from home with the dogs and the cats and the, you know, kids and the Netflix. And some of them aren't getting work done, and they find that the ADD medicines help. Some people are using ADD medications to lose weight. I would not do that. But they say, look, I take the medicine, I stay focused, I want to work, so that I don't eat because I'm focused on work and not focused on food. Can't be doing that because we need these medicines for people who really have attention deficit. But if you do have a child and you're like, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know if I'm really sold that it's a true attention deficit or not. See what happens if they get a tutor. If they have a tutor and that they work great with the tutor and they get the knowledge in, and then it might be more of a teaching issue or it might be a teaching environment issue. Now, I get schools don't have a lot of resources and faculty right now to do one-on-one teaching, but at least you can make an educated decision on if your child has attention deficit and have them see a medical provider who could also evaluate them. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The nation's employers adding 187,000 jobs in August, evidence of a slowing but still resilient labor market. Georgia will broadcast former President Trump's trial live online. Most of Hong Kong and other parts of southern China have ground to a near standstill as powerful Typhoon Sayola approaches. Workers, schools, Hong Kong's stock market all closed, about 460 flights canceled. Pope Francis arriving in Mongolia to encourage one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities. Hawaii is opening several investigations into people who allegedly have made unsolicited offers for property in the fire-stricken town of Lahaina. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we had some good years growing up, but most of my years were kind of bad years. And I'm grateful for those poor years because I learned a lot, and I learned how to save money. Very, very comfortable in a 400-square-foot apartment, if that's all I have. Feel blessed. Totally appreciate a packet drawer and what that packet drawer provides. The salt,
the condiments, the utensils you need. I remember growing up, parents were poor, dad gambled. We lived in a motel. The motel gave us a 30-day rate. My mom bought a loaf of bread, but she had us run into McDonald's and grab the jam so we could have free jelly for our bread. Ran in, got the jam, ran back. And so I just have been very, very appreciative, and trust me, I have given back, given a lot back to McDonald's. And we didn't do it a lot because we just then ate the bread plain. Because we didn't want to get in trouble. But I think one of my siblings really didn't want to eat plain bread, so we ran into a McDonald's to get the jam. I've been very, very grateful for what these fast food and these restaurant companies have done in terms of freebies. Now, if you notice, some places even charge for water. There's a couple diners where I live where they act creamers on the table, jellies on the table, sugar packets. The reason why those are on the table is it's to free up the staff. But because of COVID, a lot of places took them down, so nobody was touching something else that you could touch. And also, it saves money to have a person have to ask for it, and then they give you a couple, or they'll give you a little box of it, because people will steal things and take it home. So when we look at some of the changes that we're making in society, the big campaign is to help those who are underserved. Yet the more we move down this path with high crime, with higher wages, with inflation, we're actually hurting individuals of lower income. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but in New York, they are going to be fining restaurants that add these extras, the soy sauce packets, disposable utensils, the condiments. Restaurants are going to be fined, as well as third-party delivery services, if they now have those things in the bag. Now you're like, why would they do that? All right, for those of us who had a packet drawer, and still, I taught my kids, you have a packet drawer, you don't throw out anything. If you're given soy sauce, you could use these. I mean, things that have to be in the fridge have to be in the fridge. But your ketchup, why are we buying ketchup when the store gives it to us? But the reason why is in late June, New York City wanted to implement a skip the stuff bill to reduce plastic use. So they're fining restaurants who are giving unsolicited plastic items like ketchup and cutlery. Now, don't they realize that homeless people who go into the garbage use that cutlery that might not have been opened? Just like in California, they were using the bags for their excrement. I mean, these food packets, it doesn't just all go into the garbage. Not to mention those people of lower income, now they have silverware. Silverware is pretty expensive. These utensils help them eat. Now, you could ask for it. When you order it, you could ask for it. If you forget to ask for it, it won't be there. But here, New York City is trying to do all this for plastic. And again, now you're going to be hurting a lot of those who are underserved. Food vendors and delivery services won't be fined until July of 2024. Until then, violators are going to get warnings. Which means if you serve somebody, which, by the way, aren't you doing a nice service, right, in terms of COVID and social distancing, serving people? If you accidentally have a fork and knife in there or some condiments, so people aren't calling going, okay, now I need this, and I have to come all the way back and then, clog up the line, don't you think you would want to be, hey, guys, appreciate what you're doing? Nope, they're going to be fined. So Yahoo News says, with popularity of takeout and delivery steadily rising, this new rule is arriving at an opportune time. It will encourage businesses and consumers to be more conscious about plastic use habits and hopefully curtail the impact of single-use plastic on the environment. Now, mind you, having stainless steel utensils are the best, but not everybody has access to those. So I like to be eco-friendly, and I like to use less plastic. I'm not a big plastic fan, but I did try to bring utensils to work. What happens? The utensils get dirty. They don't go into the sink to be washed off. Now I have a dirty fork in my purse. Dirty utensils. Sometimes I just throw them out because now they're disgusting. So the plastic allows you to eat not at home. I thought we were also trying to promote people to work and do remote work or work work at the job site, come to work, return to work. I get how environmentalists might like that, and mind you, I don't like the waste of plastic and all that, but take it from me, I use the utensils and the soy sauce. These are things that are used. Now, the restaurants might be like, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I get to save money. That costs a lot to us, to always be buying utensils that are prepackaged. They're now going to be able to save maybe 20 cents per order. So some restaurants might like that. But, other people use those. So, I don't know. It's one of those things where, you're helping, but at the same time, you could be hurting. So another thing, which is interesting, is going cashless. So because of the high crime and the worries about, people with, being robbed. I mean, my grandfather was robbed at gunpoint of his store. A lot of companies are thinking, let's go cashless. Let's save our workers. Let's also save on paper, right? We don't have to now use paper for money. So going cashless will now, just like, going electric, your tech will save part of the environment. Los Angeles is now looking to fine or ban cashless businesses. Again, you look at this hypocrisy. Why? Well, they say that it's going to hurt those that don't have tech. So I see that. I get that. But do you have to ban? Can you maybe incentivize? So they say cashless businesses create an economy in our city that is not inclusive and accessible for all people. So if a company is trying not to get robbed, trying to say, look, sorry guys, no cash here, no need to print more money or, cut down trees, we're just doing transactions, just like that Amazon store where you could just scan and then get the item. No, now that's a bad thing. I really don't think we're on the same page. Everybody's on the same page if they have a consistent message when it comes to the environment. So, there's a salad bar chain that apparently has turned cashless because of a rise in theft in the city. But they say that those measures are discriminatory. And I get, I still don't do necessarily Apple Pay. I don't really trust something like that. If somebody takes my phone, I don't want somebody being able to buy things with it. So I'm still not ready for that. I like credit cards. I like using credit cards. Those are kind of easier. But you do have some individuals that don't have access to that. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. But we don't have a consistent message when it comes to the environment and being eco-friendly and these places getting banned or fined. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. As a woman who has worked in multiple fields, I've worked in healthcare, I work in media, I've worked in marketing, I've worked in human resources, I have worked in the service industry, I've worked in the entertainment industry, I have worked in multiple industries. And as a woman, I love to work. I do not want to be stereotyped, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities I have been given in my life, and especially the male employers have been amazing. I've had much more success with male superiors than female superiors, but more of my superiors have been male. So I really, really credit the blending of, you know, having workforces where men and women get to work together. I love it. And I've been, you know, very, very happy with how my career has gone. But women still apparently struggle in terms of getting the job. And we've had a lot of studies and surveys and discussions where people think, well, maybe it's our age. Once a woman hits a certain age, she's not attractive, or if she's young, she might have babies, so it's better to get an older woman. Or maybe women have more healthcare costs because they go to the doctor more, or they, and these stereotypes persist. And so, and I'm not saying this to defend employers, but let's kind of take a look at the situation, okay? Because we're not going to solve a sort of discrimination based on gender if we don't kind of address and talk honestly about what's going on. So with everything that we're hearing in terms of, and I'm not saying these are wrong, but in terms of progress needing to be made in the workforce, the average employer might be continually hit with, all right, if you hire a woman, you got to make sure she has time to breastfeed. You got to make sure she has a room to breastfeed. You got to make sure she has time for menstrual. There's something called menstrual leave now. Okay, now, as a woman, I really don't want people looking at that when they look at my application. All right, that's why I'm very honest about being menopausal. You guys don't have to worry about me having a period or me, you know, lactating. But, you know, job benefits and acknowledging employees' needs have expanded, and understandably so, and long overdue, to being able to allow there to be spaces to breastfeed, there to be time to breastfeed, there to be time to or go home if you you know, have an accident, the work-life balance, pick up the kids, maternity leave. I went back to work 2 weeks after my first, 3 days after the second, yet many women now can take up a 2 year. So if an employer, we got to be honest about, you know, that, you know, even if we might support all those moves, if an employer is like, okay, I have a woman here versus a man, if I hire the man, I don't necessarily have to deal with the maternity leave, if paternity leave isn't a part of the corporation. I don't have to worry about maternity leave, don't have to worry about the periods, I don't have to worry about the breastfeeding, don't have to worry about the room. All right. If you look at cases of harassment, you know, who seems to make more reports than others? Well, female employees. I know there's some guys that sound like, it sounds like a locker room in here sometimes. Maybe so we don't have anybody offended, and so somebody doesn't complain, maybe we'll just hire the guys. And so these employers are going for the path of least resistance. And, you know, I've warned you guys over the years. I've been in radio now for 14 years. As much as I want progress, because it had been very hard to breastfeed and work at the same time, and I think it's fantastic. If you have an employer that is open to that and that gives you that flexibility, that's fantastic. But the truth of the matter is you have employers that are already on fixed budgets in terms of labor. They have output that they need to have, especially since we were limited with volume. All of a sudden, now that the lockdowns are over and all that, we get to now expand volume. They need all hands on deck. And if they now look at a woman as, it's going to cost me more money, it's going to put me at higher risk for lawsuits, there's going to be more dollars being used from a health insurance standpoint, they're going to not be as open about hiring a female. So what do you do? You know, there's this paper, there's an article that was written in Business Insider saying a new study makes it official, women are always the wrong age for employers. So, you know, if you're young, you know, is that going to you know, be an issue? Is it, if you're old, are you not wanted anymore? You know, menopausal women are not, you know, looked upon as goddesses like they used to once were, right? We menopausal women are like, okay, move over for the young pretty ones. So women may never be able to reach that true equality. There are employers out there that are awesome, paying us the same. But what about those employers who say, look, she takes off early. We let her take off early. We're flexible with her schedule. She's doing less work. What if we pay her for what she's doing and not the same as somebody who is here the 40 hours a week? I mean, these are concerns that employers have, and everybody's afraid to bring it up because they think they're going to be vilified. But we women aren't going to get hired unless we address some of the concerns that employers are having. And so some ladies have told me they have straight out, you know, let employers know, look, I'm not going to get pregnant. They shouldn't have to. You aren't supposed to be asking if a person's going to get pregnant. I hear men still do. They'll still ask. You know, people, are you planning on getting pregnant? And you know, mind you, if I'm running a company or if I'm running and I need to plan for hiring extra, what I would do, because you really can't ask that, is I would say, look, for those of you that might be doing some family planning, give us notice as soon as you can so that we can make accommodations and we can hire accordingly. So you can at least do a blanket statement rather than asking somebody, the only girl in the room, are you going to get pregnant? We women will not be able to get the jobs if employers already have a box before we walk in. Now, if the place of work already has a breastfeeding room, if they already have, you know, but when I hear that people say, they tell their boss outright, look, you know, I'm not going to sue, I'm not going to this, I'm not going to this, I'm not going to this, and that's kind of a lie. Don't you just want to apply to apply? And so I find that really, really frustrating. For some companies, you do have to have good looks. We don't talk about physical appearance discrimination, but yeah, you know, if you have a gym and somebody is in that front desk greeting you, they usually like somebody who's pretty ripped and has, you know, so if you don't look like you're in shape, you're probably not going to get that job. And so, although if you worked at a gym, I think that would get you into shape. I love being around gyms. I love gym equipment. Love the gym. And I need to go more than I do, but I do love the gym. I know it doesn't show. So, you know, we are, as the news is covering the changes and the things that need to happen, employers might be looking at this bombardment of, okay, when you have a female, you got to watch for all of this. You got to make sure they're not making, you know, less money than somebody else. They should be making sure that you are doing equal work, you know, and not getting equal pay. These are things that should be done. But they might, especially as stressed out as they are and as overwhelmed and as profit margin thinned, they may be like, you know what, it's just easier to hire the dude. So I don't want society making it look like hiring a woman is such a pain in the butt. Now, being in medicine, being a woman was very advantageous. A lot of times in healthcare, they're looking for women because there's a lot of people that want a woman. Isn't that amazing? You can't walk around saying, I only want a man. But in healthcare, people can say, I only want a woman, and it's fine. It's absolutely fine. So, we'll see. But it's interesting to see that women are still saying, look, we're not getting the jobs that easy. And it's because there's all these, you know, biases already set up, already, you know, I think people already are on the defense when they hire women. And the average woman is a fantastic worker. You're missing out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.